continuing our discussion of Mayim Achronim, when one washes their hands for a hamotzi, it's very, very important that they dry their hands well. That could be more essential. And if one has wet hands, it could ruin the bread, and that would be a big, big issue. However, when it comes to Mayim Achronim, the Mechaber says that one does not need to dry their hand. However, the Rambam is quoted by the Mechaber as saying that, in fact, one does need to dry their hands, and they do, and they even need to make a bracha, because the Rambam holds that it's not considered a netila without the nigo. The drying is essential towards doing the netila. However, the Mechaber was makel, but it is brought down by the Mishnah Berurah that to be yotzei all the shitos, it would, l'chadchila, one should make sure to dry their hands before, after washing them and before beginning bench. The Be'er Heitiv brings down that it may just be that it's not really on everybody to want to dry their hands. It would only be the person who's going to end up benching and really leading, the Zimin. I think, we generally are makel. I mean, one should try to dry their hands just because it gets everything dirty and can be a little disgusting. But from a halachic perspective, that we're generally makel by Mayim Achronim, if you're washing the hands, either for the salt or to make sure your hands are clean. And that would be, functionally, that would be accomplished by just putting water or any liquid really on your hands. And one would not need to dry it. If one wants to be Yotzei Olav Shittos and dry their hands, that would certainly be okay. Have a wonderful day.